What's the future for Mail Call Mondays on YouTube? Stay tuned to find out. I'm John McQuay with 8541 Tactical, and this is Mail Call Mondays, the show that answers your questions about precision rifles, optics, and equipment. Welcome to another Mail Call Mondays, and this Monday, I just wanted to take a few minutes to discuss what the future is for our channel here on YouTube. Now, there has been a lot of stuff going on as far as YouTube and how it relates to the firearms channels and the firearms communities in general. YouTube has announced that they are changing their policy for firearms channels, and I'm sure you guys have already heard about it, but for those of you that have not, I'm going to go ahead and read what YouTube put out regarding their policies on content featuring firearms. They say that the following content will no longer be allowed on YouTube. Channels that intend to sell firearms or certain firearms accessories through direct sales, e.g., private sales by individuals or links to sites that sell these items. These accessories include, but may not be limited to, accessories that enable a firearm to simulate automatic fire or convert a firearm to automatic fire. Bump stocks, Gatling triggers, drop-in auto sears, conversion kits, etc. And high-capacity magazines. Now, at least in this instance, they're talking about magazines or belts carrying more than 30 rounds, so they're not going with the standard over 10-round deal. They also go on to say that videos providing instruction on manufacturing a firearm, ammunition, high-capacity magazine, homemade silencers slash suppressors, or certain firearms accessories such as those listed above. This also includes instructions on how to convert a firearm to automatic or simulated automatic firing capabilities. And finally, shows users how to install the above-mentioned accessories or modifications. This has caused a lot of speculation and a lot of concern because YouTube generally, when they announce a policy change, they are not really detailed on it. Unfortunately, YouTube is such a large machine that smaller creators such as myself, we don't have the ability to call them up and ask them questions regarding the policy to get a good interpretation. What we generally have to do is we have to rely on larger channels and information that they have gotten from their reps, or we just have to kind of guess and wing it and hope we don't get shut down along the way. So a couple of things that specifically in this policy that appear to affect us, since we are precision rifle oriented, is the no links to sites that sell firearm sales. Well, recently in the last year, we have started working more on affiliate links, and that means that a lot of our videos, when we review an accessory or when we review a rifle, we'll post a link down below. And when you guys click on that link and go to that site to learn more either about the firearm or the prices, or if you go purchase one or purchase accessories through those links, then we get a commission on that, and that helps to fund the things that we're doing here. It's a pretty standard practice across YouTube videos. Well, the problem that we have here is a lot of our main companies that we do affiliate links through, Brownells, Cabela's, etc., they also sell firearms. So this policy would exclude me from posting affiliate links in our descriptions that link to places that sell firearms. So this is a problem for us. I'm going to have to go through and clean up our description, and that's going to cut out a good chunk of revenue for us that way. Now, the AdSense revenue, we've discussed that before in this channel. When you see pre-roll ads or ads that pop up down below, that revenue has tanked pretty badly, and we get hardly anything out of that at all. So we have had to pretty much ignore that as a revenue stream. And we're not going to get deep into the weeds on the whole business aspect of this, but guys, the reality of it is nothing is free. We have to find some way to fund what we're doing here, because even the electricity that I'm using to run these lights costs money. So we have to find some way to actually support this thing and keep it going. So we do take care to try to find revenue streams that don't require that you directly pay for our content. We don't want to put up a paywall and put our stuff behind a paywall and then force you to pay for what we're doing, because I want to reach the broadest audience possible. And when you start charging people, obviously that narrows your audience significantly. Our whole goal is to get information out to shooters. So For the time being, it seems like we're not going to be able to do affiliate linking. So I'm going to have to go through a ton of back videos, 500 plus videos, and remove any links to any place that sells firearms. So that's going to be a huge pain in the butt for me, and it's going to reduce my productivity here on the channel for the time being. The second part of it that is really more concerning to me is providing instructions on manufacturing a firearm or ammunition. Now, this is a difficulty because I don't know what YouTube considers manufacturing a firearm. Now, if we go by the ATF definition of manufacturing a firearm, then we're all well and good because I have never done actual 80% build videos or any of this stuff. What we show are in our build videos is how to assemble a receiver into a working firearm. Now, by federal law, that receiver is already a manufactured firearm. We are just adding the accessories that allow it to fire a cartridge. So if they are going by the ATF definitions in our previous builds, our MA-10 builds, and some of the other stuff that we have planned going forward, will be just fine. If they are taking a more strict view on it, or I'd say more broad view, and if they believe that actually putting parts together is manufacturing a firearm, then we're going to have some problems going forward, and we may end up having to remove some of our previous build series. We may also have to, change the wording or put some disclaimers in there, because the reality is the people that are going to be watching these videos and deciding on if we get a community strike on them are more than likely not going to be gun people. So that's a whole different problem in itself. Then we come to the manufacturing ammunition. This is very concerning to me because obviously we have a reloading series on this channel and it has been very well received. And obviously, I don't believe we're doing anything wrong. We're trying to demonstrate to you how to safely manufacture precision ammunition for your rifles. But under this policy, on my initial reading, it seems like those are now banned videos. So we will see if we have to take those videos down or if they get demonetized or deleted or locked. That is obviously incredibly concerning to me because hand-loading ammunition is an integral part of precision rifle shooting. And if we're no longer able to talk about that or demonstrate safe practices to you guys, I take great issue with that. The silencers side of things, I think we're going to be okay on because this specifically mentions homemade silencers and suppressors, and we don't go into that. When we talk about silencers or suppressors, for the intent of this discussion, they're the same thing. We are talking about ones that are manufactured and transferred legally. We're not talking about making them at home. Really, there are a bunch of different ways to manufacture a suppressor at home legally, but generally you're not even going to get close to the degree of precision that is required for the kind of stuff that we do. You also run the risk, since you're working with very high pressures with precision rifles, of causing some serious problems. So we don't even delve into the manufacturing silencers, but we obviously want to be able to continue to bring you guys reviews of silencers. We've got a couple that are in the works right now that I am filming currently that we want to still be able to finish and get out to you guys. So hopefully the homemade silencers and suppressors, I'm hoping the guys that are reviewing our videos are smart enough to understand the difference between these two. Now, going forward, we are going to do our best to comply with the policies to be able to continue to deliver content to our YouTube audience. Now, there are a lot of guys out there that are asking us, hey, why don't you just leave YouTube completely? Well, the reality is the largest audience is on YouTube, and our goal as a company and our goal as a channel is to reach the largest audience. So if we decide to leave YouTube, that's really counter to the whole goal that we have in mind. Also, I kind of have a problem with retreating when I really want to stand and fight. Now, One thing that I am going to address real quick, we have seen a lot of people that say, hey, this is a First Amendment issue. No, it is not a First Amendment issue. It would be very simple if it was a First Amendment issue, but this is not a freedom of speech issue because YouTube is a private company. This is the same thing as if some guy came in off the street, stood in your living room, and started saying things to you that you don't appreciate. You have the right to ask him to leave. It's not a violation of his First Amendment rights to kick him out of your house. That's the same thing here. YouTube is telling us that they're changing the community guidelines, and if we don't like it, we need to leave. So, again, not a First Amendment issue. We're not going to win that fight. If lawsuits are filed or whatever, that is totally outside of what I am dealing with right now, and we'll have to see how that goes going forward. But I don't think it's a winnable battle. They do have the ability to dictate what kind of content is delivered through their platform. So, what we have done instead is we have looked for outside platforms, and for a while, YouTube has done some really, really shady stuff with regards to firearms and gun channels. So we started looking a while back, and we did start a Full 30 channel. Now, if you go to Full 30 right now and you click on the channel listing, you won't see us there because for some technical reason, our channel is not listed in there. But if you search for us on Full 30, you should find us, and we'll leave a link down below in the description directly to our videos on Full 30. Now, starting with this video and going forward, all Mail Call Monday videos will be posted to Full 30 as well. We hadn't done that in the past. In the past, I only posted our review videos and our long-form content to Full 30, but now we will post everything on Full 30. We are also going to look at posting everything that we do now to our Facebook page. Before, we were just simply posting links to our website and to the actual YouTube videos, but instead we are going to look at actually posting the video itself to Facebook. Now, we are also looking at Vimeo as a possible hosting platform. I do have a Vimeo channel right now that just has a couple of videos up on it. I don't know at this point if we are going to post all our content on Vimeo. A couple of other gun channels have gone there. The discovery is not as good on Vimeo, and the firearms community is not as good on Vimeo. It is more of a artistic type video site, so guys that do short films, short movies, that kind of thing, that is where they post that, and so it's really not as discoverable as YouTube is. But, you know, beggars can't be choosers, and if we do get shut down off of YouTube, then that may be our only option. So we are doing everything we can do to keep our videos rolling out and keep things going forward. So what I need from you guys is if you like our content and you want to keep it going, make sure that you do have us liked on Facebook. Make sure that you do check out our Facebook page. And also it would help us out if you check us out on Instagram and like us there. We're also going to be pushing out information on Twitter. So if anything happens to our videos, if our channel for some reason gets shut down when this policy goes into full effect, then we will push out information on Twitter and on Vimeo and on Facebook. That way we can let you know where to go and where our videos can be found. So we really don't know when this policy is going to take effect. When they pushed this notification out, there was no deadline. They didn't say, hey, you have to go back and clean all your old videos up. I don't know if they're going to go back and delete videos without applying community strikes, or if I'm going to wake up tomorrow and find out that I got 3 community strikes and my channel has been permanently deleted. So we just really don't know at this point. It is going to be a very, very stressful week for me because tomorrow afternoon I'm jumping on a plane and heading out to North Carolina for a high-speed gear and SIG Academy event. So I'm going to be in spotty communications, but I'm bringing the laptop. Hopefully I'm going to be able to monitor things that are going on, and hopefully I will be able to start cleaning up our links and start cleaning up our videos. There's speculation that this may go into effect April 1st. There's speculation that may go into effect 30 days from when they announce the policy. There's also speculation that they're going to allow reloading videos because there's tons and tons of reloading content already on YouTube. But right now it's just speculation. We don't really know. And the really bad thing is our channel, although it is a decent sized channel, we do not have the horsepower behind us to be able to fight YouTube if they mistakenly delete our channel. So it's just not a good situation right now to be in. The best thing I think you guys can do is make sure you follow us on Full 30 because we really want to try to direct more firearms enthusiasts to Full 30 to make that kind of the new gun YouTube center. That is it on the YouTube side of things. Now I want to talk about some more fun stuff, some of the things that we have going on here. And I'm going to talk about this guy sitting here in front of me. You guys have eaten up the 22 content that we have put out. So we've got a little bit more coming towards you. This is a Boyd's AT1 stock. A lot of you guys asked us about this because this comes in at a really competitive price point. It has a ton of inlets available. This one just happens to be for the Savage Mark II, but they also have them available for 10/22, CZs, a bunch of other stuff out there. And what makes this really interesting is it does have a fully adjustable comb and an adjustable length of pull, and it is push button adjustable. So you just push in this button, move the comb to where you need it to, it locks in, and the same thing with the buttstock. So you can set this up, you can set it up with a fairly short length of pull for a young shooter, you can lengthen the length of pull for you, and really, I think it's a great overall value. Now, the pistol grip is a little bit forward or a little bit far swept back as it comes stock, but they do have a target version of the pistol grip, which gives you a more vertical oriented grip. And it does have a little bit of rubber overmolding on it, so it's got a really nice texture to it. They also have a overmolded forend, but I thought that they were going to come out with a more beaver tail forend, but it looks like that is not available yet. I really wish the forend was a little bit wider. It is kind of narrow as is, but they do have the overmolded available right now, and that's what they sent out to us. No Picatinny rail available yet. It does have two sling studs on both of these, but again, it is injection molded plastic, so it would be fairly easy just to screw a Picatinny rail onto it if you really wanted to go that route. For our test, we're just going to go ahead and use a Harris bipod on the sling stud. But I really like the feel of it. We got the laminated clear coat here, and it is the, I believe it's the pepper laminate is what they call this one here. And just looked really attractive overall, and it feels like a really solid stock. So I'm looking forward to getting our Mark II in here and see how well it works overall. But the hardware is really nice for a stock in this price point. One thing that I did forget to mention is it has a kind of a bag rider back here that you can remove, and they do have an aluminum accessory that will bolt in here that has a Picatinny rail on it, so you can mount a monopod on it. I also like it because it's a little bit flatter, so it should ride a bag a little bit better if I throw a rail cover on it and give me just a little bit more of a flat spot than the angle that we have right here. So we will get this on our Savage Mark II, and we'll get out and do a little bit of shooting with it and see how well this guy works overall. Now, on the optics side of things, SIG has been very good to us over the last week or two, and they have sent out a Tango 6 3-18 power along with a couple of mounts for us to review. Now, this version that I have here does have an MOA reticle and MOA turrets. Not a big deal. I'm usually a fan of mil turrets and mil reticle, but as long as the turrets and reticle match, they're good to go. It is a kind of a weighty piece of glass, but it is fairly compact. The glass clarity on it is really nice, and it has some really cool features in it, like the level plex reticle system. So when you turn a level plex on, there are triangles, one on either side of the reticle, and if the rifle is canted, then the lower triangle will light, telling you that side of the scope needs to come up, or that side of the reticle needs to come up. And when you level out, they both light up, and then you're good to go. So really interesting system, and that operates independent of the reticle illumination itself. The reticle illumination is a very nice reticle illumination, got a lot of adjustment settings, and it does have an auto off on both the level plex and the reticle. So if you forget and you throw it back in the gun bag, it will turn itself off. So just some of the really cool features on it. I have taken it out, look through it in all lighting conditions. We haven't got a chance to mount it on the rifle yet. That will be coming up. We've got some other optics that we have to finish up and pull off the rifle before we can get this guy on and rolling. So we are working as quickly as possible on that. Also, you can see this right here. This is the SIG Kilo 2400 ABS. We did the unboxing video on this guy. I have since had a chance to go out in a bunch of different lighting conditions and lays a bunch of extreme long range targets, and we're able to get ranges out past 3,000 yards with this guy right now. Now, those are rather coarse targets, the sides of buildings, hillsides, that kind of thing. The problem is the reticle really isn't fine enough to be able to get precision targets at that range, but there are some techniques that when you're lasing extreme long range targets to use to get a target range without actually hitting the tiny steel plate that you may be shooting at. But it has some really interesting ballistic capabilities in it. It talks to the smartphone, so when you lase a target, you can have your smartphone set up to automatically give you dope back from the rangefinder. It also has some options to show you holdovers and that in the rangefinder itself, and we will be working with the variety of features in it so we can give you guys a full review. But so far I've been pretty impressed with it, especially with the really small size. Comes with some really cool accessories, so if you're interested in that, make sure you check out our unboxing video and stay tuned for the full review on that. And that about does it for this Mail Call Mondays. Hopefully we will get everything packed up, wrapped out, get this video out to you on Monday as I am getting on the plane to head to North Carolina. And hopefully when we come back, we will have some good info from you or for you from High Speed Gear and from what we did down there at SIG Academy. If you guys have any questions or comments over anything that we've covered on this episode of Mail Call Mondays, please leave a comment down in the comment section below or send it to us on Facebook or Twitter. If you're listening to us on your favorite podcast app, then please send us questions to 8541tactical@gmail.com. If you like the video, make sure you like, share, and subscribe. And until next time, get out and shoot!